Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. I'm Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia and host of this show. I welcome you all. The purpose of this show is rather simple. As the title says, we're trying to help you be smarter at marketing for your small business and be able to more effectively compete with the larger, better funded competitors that you have out there. And we do that through a couple of things. One, through guests that we have, through subjects that we talk about, topics that we try to cover based on what you've told us that you would like to know more about or ask us to pay attention to a issue or concern that you have in your marketing effort. We also have four LinkedIn groups, linkedin.com, that you can participate in. One, the same name as the show, Smart Marketing for Small Business. A second one called Creative Thinkers Forum. The idea is to help people think a little more creatively. And these forums are not, these LinkedIn groups are not just what we bring to them, but we look for what you bring to them as well. And then there is Celebrities for Marketing. We're creating a number of programs to allow companies to plan celebrity usage in ways that are much more cost-effective as well as results-focused. And then there is Fearless Marketers. The premise of Fearless Marketers is very simple. Few people are risk-takers. Those who are break the mold. They take advantage of what others are leaving untapped, unfulfilled, and overlooked. So those are four things that you can look at. You can also communicate with me, Les Wolf, via email at marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. And I'd like to hear what topics you would like to see us cover, any comments that you have, anything that you think that we can make the show a little bit better for you. We also have some things that if you go up to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, some articles and past radio shows. You also can go to our website, Smart Marketing Group. And if you click on our advisory services, you'll find an interesting program called the Time Block, which I'll discuss a little bit later, but it is designed to be a cost-efficient way for you to get advisory services on marketing issues and concerns that are important to you. All right, tonight we're going to cover a couple of things. The main thrust of tonight's show is going to be trade show marketing. But we're going to start something that I think could be fascinating for all of you. As those of you who've listened to the show before know, I like to use quotations. I do it in my writings, in my business column that I write for the Philadelphia Business Journal, in many things. And what I'm going to do is I'm in the process of writing a book based on interpretation of quotations. What I'd like to do is highlight a couple of quotations during the show and ask you to send to me what you think that quotation means to you. And if you haven't jotted it down and don't remember any of the quotes, if you have a quotation that you think would be something that this audience would enjoy, I'd appreciate you taking that quotation, emailing it to us at marketingsmartly@AOL.com with your interpretation of what that means. And we will make sure that people know that it came from you. Let me give you an example of a couple of quotations unexplained. These are ones that you could take and adapt and give us your interpretation of. And they're very simple quotes. Quotation is made by many acts, but can be lost by one. No man stands still. He either moves forward or backward. half of being smart is knowing what you were dumb at. Change can be difficult. Habit is comfortable. Those are quotes that you could interpret or take your own quote, interpret it, and send it to us, as I said, at marketingsmartly@AOL.com. But let me give you an example. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, 5 minutes of today are worth as much to me as 5 minutes on the next millennium. Let us be poised and wise and our own today. In other words, planning for tomorrow is a good idea if it's based on the foundation of the actions you take today. Let me give you another one from an executive that I have a great deal of admiration for, Lee Iacocca. Motivation is everything. You can do the work of two people, but you can't be two people. Instead, you have to inspire the next guy down the line and get him to inspire his people. Simply stated, motivation in business creates inspiration that generates perspiration from the efforts of those exposed to it, thus delivering positive results. So we'll get back to other quotations, but what we're going to do is have these quotations and the opportunity for you to submit quotations, interpretations. Who knows? We might have some rewards for the best quotes that come in. All right. What we're going to talk about tonight is a subject has been around for a long time, but I am amazed how many people don't understand the power of it and also don't execute it well. And that is trade show marketing. And get your pencils, pads, iPads, your computer, everything, because we want to talk about tips to better trade show marketing. You know, trade shows have evolved from being a place to create an awareness of new product and service to an arena of intense selling activity. They're an extremely effective marketing tool when you take the time to think out all the aspects of what makes for a successful trade show. There are many elements to consider, but the three phases you must consider are pre-show, at-show, post-show activities. Pre, at, and post-show activities. You know, you need to look at a whole range of planning know-how. So we're going to start with pre-show planning checklist. Get your pencil pads or iPads lined up. Because one of the questions you need to ask yourself prior to getting involved in the show, does this trade show best fit your objectives and the cost? Is it worth it? You have to think about the exhibit you're going to have. Are you creating a new one or using an existing one? And there are many services where you can, in a sense, buy an exhibit or rent an exhibit and take it down and return it and then do it again when you go to the next trade show. Booth size. Do you have adequate space for showing, talking, and closing? Because think about that. You're having things where people come. You want space where obviously people can come in, observe and absorb what you have in your booth. But in addition to that, do you have room where you can sit down or move to a corner or a section of the booth and have a conversation without a lot of interruption? Do you have a situation where physically you have a place where you can have the intimacy that allows you to close a sale? So booth size has to be thought out from those aspects of showing, talking, and closing. And then booth location, depending on where the facility is that the trade show is taking place, the size of it, the way it's laid out. You want to look where there is heavy traffic. near the entrance or exits, near restrooms, near food areas. If you can get those, you're guaranteed that you're going to have a nice flow of traffic going by. All right. Some of the things that we need to look at seem very, very obvious, but it's amazing how many people don't dot their I's and cross their T's in looking at all aspects of the trade show area. And one of those is booth transportation. You have to be sure that it's going to get delivered in time to set it up properly. And you have to define whose responsibility is it for setting up the booth and what kind of time schedule are you lining up for them. And then there's booth communications. Are you going to need phones, faxes, electronic outlets for computers? You need to really think through how are you going to be operating from a communications perspective during the 1, 2, 3, 4 days of a trade show. Then, of course, your hotel room. Especially important if you're going to do business there, make sure you have adequate space and good room service. If at all possible, try to stay at the show's headquarter hotel. You'll tend to get much more effective support and service. All right. Transportation. You're planning to come down to the show. Now, it would make sense to do advanced planning that can save you substantial money. You know, especially when you know months in advance that you're going to be at a particular show. There's all kinds of economic advantages that you can take. Advantages you can take advantage of if you are willing know that you're going to be somewhere 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months down the road. All right. Now, one of the most important aspects of pre-show activity, and that is pre-show promotion. To let prospects and customers know you're going to be there and where you're going to be there. Now, it is key to know, the key is also knowing who's coming to the show, and we'll get into that in a moment. But you need to promote. One of the most effective ways, again, depends on the size of your audience and your budget, but pop-up promotional pieces, promotion, what I call dimensional promotion, things in a box or what we used to refer to as lumpy mail that people tend to open. Something that can be redeemed at your booth that creates additional draw to the booth. You also need to look at a lead collection system. You know, so you want to make sure you follow through. One of the biggest failures, and it's amazing even in this modern age, is that leads generated at trade shows are not always effectively followed through on, or at least not quickly. So you want to have a lead collection system that makes it or ensures that you have all the right details, all the right information, and that you can follow through in a systematic way. I mean, it is really key to do that. Okay. Training for your exhibit staff. Just because people who are at your booth work for the company doesn't mean that they're comfortable in interacting with people in a trade show environment. So you need to train them and make sure they are comfortable. And if you've hired help, temporary help, just for that show, you want to make sure that they are trained to do the job that you've identified for them to do. So do not forget that. Now, training does not mean days and days of training, but here we're coming to a trade show. Here's what we're looking to achieve. Here's how we handle leads. Here's how we gather information. Here's how we treat people. Here's how we greet people. All of the basic things. And one of the most important is professionalism, but courtesy. People to this day still love when they are treated well and shown that they're appreciated. And you'd be amazed how often that's overlooked. All right. Then you're going to have your VIPs. You're going to have customers or prospects that you know are going to be at the show that you want to really meet with. And to do that, you need to set up a VIP scheduling plan. It really is very, very important. You don't want to leave anything to chance. So you want to have that VIP scheduling plan. Then, of course, at a booth, you have collateral material, handouts. And there's a couple of philosophies on handouts. One, obviously, is something that you can hand out to people that they can take with them and is something that hopefully they will hold on to, read, and react to and respond to. Second aspect is you can have them fill out a card, check off with your help what it is they're interested in, and have it sent to them after the hubbub of the and hustle of the show is gone. They can look at it in a realistic calm manner. So you want to make sure also that the collateral material is designed to position and present your product in the best light. And one of the things in that, as a former creative director and copywriter, I've learned is that you have to create whatever you're creating to sell the benefits that your product or service offers, not just the features. People are interested in what will benefit them. That is the reason they make a purchase. It's going to make their life easier. It's going to make their life more successful. It's going to make them more money. Whatever the benefit is, you need to make sure that that is clearly defined in anything you hand out or mail out. All right. We're going to pause for a moment. And let's go back to what I was talking about earlier, the LinkedIn groups. Though I obviously would love to see you come to our LinkedIn groups, it is worth looking at LinkedIn.com to see if there are other groups out there with a specialty in your industry, your business. It's a good way to link up. Jeez, what an interesting way to phrase LinkedIn, linked up. But it's very important for you to do that. Now, as I've said, we would like you to use our LinkedIn groups to help yourself, to help each other, to learn, and also to teach. There's also other services that we can offer. On the Smart Marketing for Small Business, there are what I call highly interactive dialogue speeches that I go out and give. And if you would like me to come and make a presentation, you contact me through the email. There are workshops and other events that we can create if your business is targeting the small business market. If you're in the B2B, the business-to-business field, there are things that we can develop for you that will be different than your competition has, and can be extremely effective in building relationships and generating sales, enhancing your bottom line. All right, let's go back to another phase of how to better perform in your trade show marketing. And one of those is know who is going to be there. You really want to know what customers and key prospects are going to be there so you can take appropriate action to maximize your exposure to them. You want to know who of your competition is going to be there so you can take countermeasures to dilute their marketing effectiveness and to be on your toes to any competitive action efforts they take. A trade show is an excellent place to gather competitive intelligence as well. So you should shop your competitors and see what they have to offer. You may find some interesting opportunities that are being overlooked, or you may see some interesting things they're doing that you might want to adapt and improve upon. Third, you want a sense of how many people will be attending. So you can try and project this the amount of sales or lead generation activity that you expect to get. And a fourth point in the area of knowing who's going to be there is whoever the organization is running the trade show, they will usually have a list of pre-registered attendees and other exhibitors available at least 60 days prior to the show. Ask for it. Now, there's another aspect that we talk about quite often in other areas of marketing outside trade shows, but it's true about trade shows too. Most businesses get 80% of their business from 20% of their customer base. Thus, you want to ensure that that 20% comes to your booth. That 20% that delivers 80% of your business comes to your booth. And to do that, you can do any of the following. Send a personal note to them requesting them to stop by. A personal note, perhaps even a handwritten note, which has a lot more emotional impact to it. If you can, find out what hotel they're staying at and have a note delivered there. You might offer an incentive for them to visit, a little gift or a chance to win a prize, both very effective, a little premium offer, promotional product with your name and perhaps your tagline on it, perhaps an item that relates somehow to your product or your company name or the benefits that one gets from buying your product or service. And then, you might want to create private appointment times to ensure they will get the attention they deserve. And they appreciate it. Everyone likes being treated like a VIP. Always remember, though, and this is sometimes overlooked by a lot of people, it costs 5 times as much to gain a new customer as it does to keep the ones you have. So pamper your customer every chance you can get. All right, let's take another look. You're going to a trade show, but you're not the biggest in your field. You're competing against people with larger exhibits, more staff, more money. How do you outsmart them? How do you outthink them? They may have more money to spend on an exhibit, but they don't have a monopoly on good ideas. So let's talk about a couple of things that could be very effective for you. I'd try strong visuals to attract attention, perhaps even a mural-type look attached by Velcro to your booth back wall. Many manufacturers of the new lightweight material exhibits can supply you a guide on ways to have a dramatic look instead of a minimal look. In a sense, think it's like you're going through an art gallery, and it's so-so painting, and then all of a sudden, there is a painting that just grabs your attention. Well, that should be your booth as well. The visual impact of your booth will draw people into that booth, and it will get people talking about your business. You might want to have what I would call a, quote, look unlook for your booth personnel, a nice blazer with a corporate emblem or a distinctive windbreaker, or even a well-designed sweatshirt and cap can be effective. And you might want to have extras of those available in case a client wants to wear one. If you can afford it, have a hospitality suite, but without booze or perhaps wine, but you don't want something where people can get embarrassed. But as a place where customers can be comfortable and Whoops, I bought that. Oh, okay, I said hospitality suite. As a place, customers and key prospects are welcome to relax throughout the day. That can be very appealing and effective in building relationships. Now, it's very important. And then have a customer survey disc. Now, have something where people can comment on or fill out on a computer at your booth, which will have a little incentive gift sent to them for doing a survey, because the survey is key to your success. The more you know what the prospect or customer thinks of your trade show, the better off it will be. All right, let's look at how do you get the prospect's attention. We talked about a couple of points, but don't wait until the show. As we said earlier, promote. Pre-show promotion. Have your salespeople identify 5 to 10 highly qualified prospects each that they know are going to attend the show. As I said before, you might create a dimensional mailing piece, like a coffee mug with their name on it, a packet of coffee, some cookies with your logo. Invite them to come in and sit down over a cup of coffee at your booth. And don't fail to mention, if they do, you'll send them another personalized mug as a thank you. You might want to consider asking them to RSVP and then have ready a sign welcoming them. These are just common sense forms of marketing, but as many of you have heard me say in the past, common sense is unfortunately too uncommon. All right, follow through and follow up. Be sure all booth personnel are trained in demonstrating, presenting, and skilled in asking the right questions, experts in listening and writing down the information requested. Each evening, make sure all leads are reviewed, actions planned, and sent by overnight mail to the office for follow-through. Each day of the show, have a prepackaged thank you for visiting our booth letter ready to be mailed out to each lead from the trade show. And invest in a reasonably priced lead tracking software package to ensure all leads are followed up within 2 weeks or less, and then continually monitored until it's decided that no additional effort is necessary. And lastly comes the most important aspect. Evaluate. While everything is fresh in your mind and others who work the show for you, ask what can be done to improve future shows. List what went well and should be repeated. Identify what was poorly received or implemented and either improve it or eliminate it. Call some customers who visited your booth and give them an opportunity to critique your efforts on the basis that you want to improve your service to customers. They will love the opportunity to give you advice. Everyone does love that. And in most cases, it'll probably be valuable. Review your follow-through and follow-up on the show leads, as they are the areas that generate the revenue. Simply said, trade shows can be a powerful marketing tool. But like all marketing efforts, they take careful thought, input from many areas, intelligent planning, and smooth implementation. Just remember, common sense is an act of seeing things as they are and doing things as they ought to be. Hopefully you will have learned something from this. We'd love to hear your comments. Visit our LinkedIn groups. Email me at marketingsmartly@aol.com. Visit our blog, Smart Marketing Moves. We're here to help you help build your business where you can outthink, outflank, outmaneuver your competition without outspending them. And that is smart marketing for small business, for any business that matters. Take care. Thank you for listening. And we hope to talk to you next week. Happy weekend.